I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 60 degrees.
Traffic on the freeways still looking good. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Police say a man who served prison time for homicide tried to carjack some fans at knife point after the BYU-Utah football game.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, this was just as the game was ending. People were getting out to their cars to get home around midnight. People called police to say a man had a knife or some sharp scissors. He was trying to get into their car near the Museum of Art. A BYU police officer says he found the suspect near the administration building and told him to get on the ground. But as the officer waited for backup, he says the suspect stood up and began to fight. Two other people nearby jumped in to help restrain him. BYU police say the man is William Ellison. He has a long criminal history, including prison time for homicide. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We've got breaking news on KSL. I-15 is back open this morning after it was closed for hours near Beaver because of an active gunman. The Utah Highway Patrol says a man opened fire on troopers for some reason around 8 o'clock. More than 50 officers helped control the situation, and they took the man into custody. We're waiting to learn why it all started and the possible charges he will now face.
The accused shooter of an Ogden grocer is working on a plea deal, and a second person is now facing charges in the case. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the latest. Heather?
Investigators say they traced the gun used to shoot and kill the grocer last February to a Kaysville man. Taden Law now faces two federal firearms charges and is free pending his trial. Police also discovered the gun was stolen in Park City, according to the Standard Examiner. Meanwhile, the 16-year-old accused of the shooting has a tentative plea deal. His next court appearance will be held in adult court. The deal of 5 years to life, if accepted, allows the teen to serve time in juvenile detention until he's 21, then be transferred to prison. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Prosecutors in Logan say they'll charge a man with two counts of felony aggravated assault after he reportedly threatened a pair of teenage girls with a gun. Logan Police Captain Curtis Hooley says tells KSL TV's Andrew Adams the man had been told the girls had stolen one of his kids' bikes.
In the video, you can see him driving down 100 South. He sees them, stops, backs up, gets out of his truck, and you can see he's punched out, appears to be a gun.
Because the man was later seen near Logan High School, the school was put on lockdown.
KSL's top national stories this hour. California Governor Gavin Newsom is feeling optimistic ahead of today's recall election. ABC News political director Rick Klein says the fact that Newsom is in this position at all should be a wake-up call for the party.
The recall campaign began as a reaction to COVID restrictions. It was a backlash to some of the restrictive policies that Governor Newsom put in place, like many governors. And it's ending kind of the same way. It is a referendum, according to Newsom and his campaign, on COVID, just in the other direction.
Democrats are expecting a victory.
Conservative radio host Larry Elder leads the pack of Republicans challenging the governor.
No one, whether it's Obama, whether it's Kamala Harris, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's Bernie Sanders, no one has uttered the following words. Governor Gavin Newsom has done a good job for the people of California. You won't hear that because he hasn't.
The president referred to Elder as the newest face of Donald Trump-style policy while campaigning in California yesterday.
President Biden continues his trip to Western states today.
President Biden wakes up in Southern California today after a late-night campaigning for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The White House is hoping the visit will give Newsom a burst of enthusiasm among Democrats for today's recall election vote. The president travels to Golden, Colorado today to visit the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. There he'll continue his push for his infrastructure plans and his broader economic agenda focusing on how tackling climate change is necessary, and he'll say also good for job creation. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Overnight, Tropical Storm Nicholas made landfall in Texas. And even though it's not a hurricane, it's still bringing heavy rain to the coast.
Could see anywhere from 6 inches of water up to about 10 inches of water. Put that in perspective, generally a big monsoon-type storm for us in Utah, on the average, could put out anywhere from, say, 2 to 3 inches of water. Of course, we know we had storms that dumped way more water than that. But again, that puts it in perspective here. Certainly a good amount of water for an urban area like the Houston area. If it gets that much rain, that would certainly cause some flooding.
Grant says right now it looks like Nicholas is going to follow the Texas coast toward Louisiana.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.